News.
Afternoon, I'm Alexandra Bryant. Sadly, another resident at the troubled Sydney nursing home Newmarch House has died. The resident had previously tested positive to coronavirus, then returned to negative results. Victoria has been the last state to move on the easing of restrictions. Premier Daniel Andrews announcing that from Wednesday, people can have five friends or family members over, and up to 10 people can gather outside for activities like golf and hiking.
That's an important step, but it's a cautious step. It is a first step.
That's as 20% of kids return to classes in New South Wales, while in Queensland, preps, grade one and seniors are back today. Scott Morrison says while the recent focus has been on the coronavirus pandemic, the federal government's bushfire recovery continues. The PM revealing how the extra $650 million will be used to boost mental health services as well as improve disaster response.
The initial shock and trauma of going through a crisis such as this can leave you just standing there, devastated, unable to reach out and connect to the supports that are available. And so that's been the work of the recovery agency working with state and territory organisations.
And 17 new coronavirus cases have been reported in China amid fears of a second wave. Five of those cases have been in Wuhan. The New Zealand Warriors have been settling into their isolation camp in Tamworth over the last few days ahead of the NRL resuming later this month. Warriors forward Lachie Burr says it's taken some getting used to.
We've been in camp and how they've been keeping our social distancing and with training, keeping our spacing. But today we're going to have our first contact session in the afternoon. So yeah, it should be pretty interesting.
And the Victorian government has given the go-ahead for footy teams to resume training from Wednesday. Dylan.